What's good with the good people? Welcome back to another episode of High Rise Sports Talk. This is High Rise. I'm very excited about today's show because we're about to get into a plethora of things. Last week did not disappoint, right? And everybody know what I'm talking about. We're talking about that Georgia and Alabama game. This is one of those games where we're talking about the rivalry of these two teams, right? If you missed it, I feel for you. But it is what it is, right? Let's get into it, all right? If you didn't watch the game, let me go ahead and break it down to you, all right? Bama won this game 41-34. They took off on Georgia. They took off on them boys. I mean, it was 30-7 going into the second half. But then in the fourth quarter, them Bulldogs took off and they scored 20 unanswered freaking points. Yeah, you heard me right. 20 unanswered points, all right? They took the lead. 34-33 with 2.5 minutes left to play. All right. For those that didn't watch this game, I feel sorry for you. All right. At the end of this game, Jalen Milroe, he connected with that young bull receiver, Ryan Williams, for 75 freaking yards for a TD. Right. To make that game 41-34. Right. To end it at that. All right, my only thing about this is, as great as this game was, what's going on with Georgia, right? You let them boys take off on you, 30-7, right? And it took you to the fourth quarter to answer the call, right? But then I can say the same thing about Georgia, about Alabama. What's going on with Alabama? Y'all had them boys down 30-7. And you let them come back in the fourth to take the freaking lead. Right? Oh, nobody want to talk about that. Nobody really want to talk about that. Right? But before we get into that, let's talk about Jalen Milroe. Right? So, I'm not here to shit on him. I think the boy cold. I think he cold. You can truly see the growth from last year to this year. Right? I think he should be in that running for the Heisman Trophy. I think he should. So let's talk about his stats that game, all right? He had 16 carries for 117 freaking yards. We're talking about the QB right now, y'all. Y'all ain't hearing me. And he scored 2 touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, right? Now his completions was something serious, all right? He had a 27 for 33 completion, right? Passing yards of 374 yards. Oh, he threw for two touchdowns, and he only had one interception, right? We got to give some boys some props when it comes to that, all right? Let's talk about the other side of the ball, Carson Beck, right? He had 8 carries for 9 yards, right? 0 rushing touchdowns. I mean, he threw the ball a lot that game, but, being down that much, they had to put the ball in the air. All right, he was 27 for 50 for completions. The kid had 439 yards. He threw for 3 touchdowns, but he had 3 picks. All right. Georgia wasn't looking good that game until the fourth quarter, y'all. All right. But talking about all this, right, it just gets me thinking, right? I don't think these teams, right, are that strong in a sense of, once again, Georgia, 30-7. It took y'all the fourth quarter to come back. But then, with Alabama, what happened to y'all? Y'all had them down 30-7, and the boys came back and took the lead in the fourth. Right? So, question. Are these teams just that good and evenly matched? Or we're not looking at something? Right? And then, two. Is everybody else in college football just that worse than these two teams, right? These are some questions that we got to look at and we got to ask ourselves, right? Because there's no way in the hell we're talking about Georgia's that good. They should have been down to freaking Alabama that much. And if Bama's that good, there's no way in hell that They should have stalled like they did in the freaking fourth and let Georgia come back like they did. Right? So these are some of the questions that I have for these two teams. Right? Once again, oh, chill out, people. Chill out, good people. I'm not saying that these teams are trash, none of the other good shit or whatever. I know that these teams are two of the best teams right now. I know this. I know the history, yada, yada, yada. All right? But those are my questions about this game. All right? So let's talk about another team. All right? So let's get into Texas. All right? So after Bama won against Georgia, everybody's tracking this. Bama shot up to number one. Georgia shot down to number five. Texas went down to number two. All right, so let's talk about this Texas team, right? I don't know if y'all watching this kid play. Arch Manning is a dog, folks. This cat is a fucking dog. This youngin's time is now. All right, so let's talk about his numbers, right? Arch completed. He threw for 31 passes, and he completed 26 of those. He threw for 324 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, y'all. Against against Mississippi State. But hold up. Texas still has Quinn. Quinn Ewers is still on the freaking team. Right? Y'all, don't forget that Quinn was actually leading in the Heisman race before he got freaking hurt. I got folks telling me like, oh, y'all need to start the young bull and Manning, X, Y, Z. Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right? I see him. He's good. Excuse me. Let me take that back. He's great. He's outstanding. And as young as he is, he's only going to get freaking better, so I understand that. But when you got a quarterback that was leading in the Heisman race before he went down with an injury, and then on top of that, he has the experience. He's been there. He's done that, right? For me, I will put Quinn back in there, because now what you're starting to do is you're starting to get into this dirty SEC, right? Yeah, Texas, they got OU coming up for that dang Red River robbery game. But then you got Georgia. You got these other – hey, it's coming, right? So I would actually go with the proven as what we've seen in Quinn Ewers, right? That's what I would go. That's what I would go with, right? But my thought process of this is – and hear me good. I don't know if this is just the Big 12 lag or whatever it is. I don't think Texas is getting that respect. They not. I'm listening. I'm watching. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's Georgia and Alabama. It's Georgia and Alabama. That's who's going to win this thing. And I'm like, damn. Right? I had a – listen to me, people. Listen to me good. I had a Birdman mindset with this. Right? And everybody don't know what I'm talking about. Check it out. Right? When you say my name – You need to put some respect on my name. I ain't going to tell you no more. And that's how I feel about this Texas team. It's like everybody is sleeping on them. It's either Georgia or Bama. No, let's not forget. Right? This cat Quinn Ewers right now, that's quarterbacking for Texas. Right? He got one up on both Bama and Georgia. Right? Let's not forget 2019. Right? Sugar Bowl, they met them Georgia Bulldogs and they beat them 28-21. A lot of people like to say, I got a partner that's a Georgia Bulldog fan. He like, oh, listen, we had everybody, nobody played. They draft X, Y, and Z. You know what I say to that shit? Yo, folk. None of that shit mattered to me. And then, let's talk about how, Texas went down to Tuscaloosa and beat them boys down there, 34-24. Let's not forget that, right? So I don't think that we should be sleeping on Texas like that. Get them boys they props, right? I know they new to the SEC. They got to prove they sell. But they proving it. They got the talent over there to get the job freaking done. But all everybody wanted, hey, Bulldog. Roll Tide. The SEC is a different type of monster. Da, 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 da. And I get that. I get that. Before them, Texas went over their Big 12. You know, hey, listen, I can sit here and honestly say that the SEC is the strongest conference. I get that, right? If you want to go down a list of teams, right, from the SEC, and I got a partner that was talking about the Big Ten or whatever, cool, we can go through down the teams or whatever. But once you get to specific teams, it's a complete drop-off from the SEC to the Big Ten. It's a complete drop-off. So I get it. The SEC is that powerhouse, right? But damn. Once again, you got a coach over there in Texas and Stark. Hey, he's a SEC freaking coach, and he's getting them boys ready. He got them ready. Look at what they're doing. Look how they perform. They smashing ass with a goddamn with a backup quarterback in Arch Manning. Right? So once again, get them boys some respect. Put some respect on their name. And I'm gonna leave it at that. All right. But I'm so interested to see how this thing is going to turn out. Once again, these boys are playing some good football or whatever. We're talking about Georgia, talking about Alabama, we're talking about Texas, we're talking about Oregon, talking about Tennessee. It's a bunch of things going on in this NCAA football or whatever I'm excited about, right? We're getting back to the old football, right? And I had a partner, we was talking about some of these teams that are getting better. It's back to the old days, right? When you had these NCAA teams or whatever that was just running through, right? They're coming back up, right? Quiet as kept. I remember back in the day when Nebraska was one of them teams. I'm looking for them. I'm looking for them to come through. Hopefully they get it together over there and they start mixing it up, doing their thing, right? The more teams, the merrier, man. I mean, I love watching Georgia and Alabama play. I love watching Ohio State play. But to me, it was one of those things where let's see some new blood. Let's get some of these other teams in there and mix it up or whatever, all right? We got Primetime over there in Colorado. He's doing his thing, and I agree with these cats or whatever. I think Primetime should be Coach of the Year. I had my issues with him leaving HBCU to head over to Colorado. I felt like he used Jackson State as a crutch to get to where he was going. I feel like he lied to a bunch of them parents over there to get their kids to go to HBCU, and then he left or whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm still rooting for the brother. I'm still rooting for him. I think he's doing great things in Colorado, and I wish him all the best in everything else that he's doing, right? All right, so let's move on from there. All right, let's get to this NFL. Right. We had some good games this past week or whatever. But let's get into this going into this following week or whatever. We got them Dallas Cowboys playing against them Pittsburgh Steelers. This game is very interesting to me because you have a depleted Dallas Cowboys team that's man, I don't know what to say about my boys. You know what I mean? They're this season is looking very glim right now. You know what I mean? You got on the defensive side of the ball, if you ain't tracking, DeMarcus Lawrence is not playing. Micah's not playing. All right. But that being said, the defense already looked like hot garbage. They already looked fucked up. Right? The running game is non-existing. You know what I mean? So damn, Dak, it's on you, my boy. You know what I mean? They're paying you all that money. This is time for you to show up and show out. All right, this is going to be a big game for me. I think this is going to be a big game because if Dallas don't win this game, I think that's a done deal, right? Because you're looking at the NFC East, the Washington Commanders, they're looking pretty good over there with that new young bull quarterback over there. All right, but this one's a hard one. All right. In my opinion, the Steelers, you have one of the best coaches that's ever coached the game. To me, he's the best coach in the game right now. And I know everybody's like, hold up, Rise. We got Andy Reid over there with the Chiefs, right? And I get that. I get that, right? This is debatable, right? But shit me, you got Patrick Mahomes over there, right? Mike Tomlin, this cat is like, hey, he's doing his thing over there in Pittsburgh with damn near nothing. Damn near nothing. So how you cannot look at him and say, hey, you know, he's the best thing out there right now. You know what I mean? So, and on top of that, the way that Justin Fields has been playing. Because for me, I'll be honest with you. I tweeted this the other day. Man, Mike Tomlin and Justin Fields, they making them Chicago Bears looking very stupid right now. They making that brass look like they don't know what the hell they doing by the way this boy is performing. But once again, Chicago has a history of doing shit like this. They get a quarterback in, they can't develop them, they ship them out. Right? Consistency is key, right? Because for me, my quarterback is everything. I'm giving him all the tools I can give him, right? Speaking of tools, come on, Dallas. Come on. So Adams is talking about he won out of goddamn out of Las Vegas. And you got freaking Mike McCarthy talking about he's comfortable with his receiving core. You shit me? You got CeeDee Lamb. That's it. That's fucking it. I'm tired of this whole thing with the Dallas Cowboys and, hey, Jerry Jones, we all in. You all in? Shit, you go pick up Zeke. No. Much love to him. But you go pick up Zeke. You just got rid of his ass. What you double back to go get his ass for again? That ain't all in to me. That is not all in to me. Now you're comfortable with your receiving core and you ain't even sniffing Adams' way. To me, I don't know what to say about this situation because it's people out there, it's players out there that the Cowboys can actually bring in to get them to where they want to freaking be. I know some people talk about the money, X, Y, and Z, but shit me, if you would have paid Dak and CeeDee Lamb way back then, you would have had money. You would have had money to go get King Henry or Adams, right? Because the way King Henry ran over goddamn Buffalo, hey, motherfuckers should be kicking Jerry Jones in his ass right now because we should have had him. We should have had him. All right? So let's move on from that, right? I'm upset about this because the Cowboys is my team, right? You know, but I'm a realist Cowboy fan or whatever. I'm not going to tell you every year is our year, X, Y, Z. Me personally, I don't even know where the hell that shit came from. I think I talked about this on the last show, whatever. Me and my partners, we don't say that shit. Hey, we're realists. We understand what it is, right? If our team ain't good, they ain't good. One thing about me, I'm not a fair weather fan. I'm going to stick with my Dallas Cowboys and I'm going to ride with them until the wheels fall off. But if it's something that I see that ain't right, I'm going to say that. That's just me. You feel me? All right. So let's get into this other game that's coming up, right? We got the Jets, right? So the Jets is going down to Minnesota to play Minnesota, right? This is very interesting to me, right? And this is very interesting to me because I'm a fan of the game, right? I like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's an outstanding, he's an outstanding quarterback, right? But my only thing about this Aaron Rodgers shit is like, he don't get the same scrutiny as everybody else, right? When Aaron Rodgers, he's still living off what he's done previously, right? And what I mean by that is I listen to these sports commentators and X, Y, and Z, these people on these shows talking about Aaron Rodgers, whatever, they always praise him, right? And I get it, right? I mean, shit, you look at his career and what he can do with that goddamn ball or whatever, you know, I cool got it. But I thought we were like in a what have you done for me lately type of fucking goddamn thing, right? So I haven't seen it from Aaron Rodgers, right? Now, I know he's been hurt, X, Y, Z, whatever, but a lot of quarterbacks has been hurt, and they get the business. They get the business, right? The mindset of it was when the GOAT Tom Brady left, who falls into that slot, right? I was thinking that it may be Aaron Rodgers, right? But shit, Patrick Mahomes said something very, He said, no, hell no. This is all me. I got this, right? So I think it's time for Aaron Rodgers to start getting this, the same scrutiny as every other quarterback that ain't getting the goddamn job done, right? Because, shit, whenever something happens, oh, it's the coach. It's the receiver. It's the goddamn water boy. It's always somebody else's fault besides Aaron freaking Rodgers, right? And me personally, I'm tired of hearing it. You know what I mean? I mean, shit, you got what you wanted. You got over to the freaking Jets, right? Hey, shit, what else do you fucking want? Right? Last year, you got everybody that you wanted there. Now, mind you, I get it. He got hurt last year. Cool, got it. Clean slate. But previous to that, what happened? Right? So, anywho, now, I want to get into this, right? This right here is it really rubbed me the wrong way, right? And what we got to talk about, I mean, hey, it is what it is, how you feel about it. But I want to talk about Stephen A. Smith. Yeah, I say this goddamn name. Let's talk about Stephen A. Smith. All right, there's a clip out there floating around. I don't know if y'all heard it or not. I'm pretty sure you did. Stephen A. is talking about his upcoming contract. All right. And let me say this before I get into this Stephen A. thing. All right. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of the bro, right? I'm a big fan of him. Even though he be talking mad shit about my damn Cowboys, I'm a big fan of Stephen A. Just his body of work, everything he's done, where he's come from. He's HBCUs. Let's get it in. All that, right? People call Stephen A. Uncle Tom, and I don't understand this. Right, because one thing about us is black folks, we got to be accountable. We got to hold each other accountable, right? And I feel like that's what he does, right? But because he does that, everybody, oh, he this and this, like, you know, it is what it is. I think he's a good dude. I think he means well about a lot of things that he says, right? But what I didn't like about this conversation was, I don't like when another man talks about another man's pockets, and what I mean by that is, once again, he had this interview where he talked about a specific quarterback, you know, Dak Prescott, receiving the money that he received. And the way I took it was, he insinuated in a sense of where he didn't deserve, right? Because he's not producing, right? If that's your mindset, cool, got it, or whatever. But I'm a firm believer in all. You don't talk about another man's pockets. You don't do that, right? You compare the two. Stephen A. said he wants $100 million, right? Does he deserve it? You got him right to do. I think he does. He said something about knowing his worth. I'm all about knowing your own freaking worth, right? Pay the man. I think he deserves it. But when you're talking about a professional athlete and a sports analyst, sports whatever, right? That's apples to oranges. Because he was insinuating that Dak Prescott did not deserve the money because of his production, right? You don't do that. That's apples to oranges, bro, right? And I'm not saying it because it's Dak Prescott. I'm saying it because it don't matter who you put up there, who you talking about. When you're talking about someone playing the actual game and someone sitting on TV talking about the game, to me, that's apples to oranges. You don't do that, right? Now, if you want to start talking about, hey, Tom Brady got paid $200-300 million for calling these games, if you want to compare it to that, I understand you. That's in the same realm, right? Tom Brady getting paid $300 million. Do I think Stephen A. should get that? Yeah, I think he should. But what you're doing and what Dak Prescott is doing and what he's been through, that's totally different, bro. That's totally different. You got on there and you shitted on the dude. Right? That, I think within that's cold. You should not count another man's pockets and then say, hey, look what they're doing over there. I should get this. That's bullshit, man. And I ride with you, Stephen A. I do. I like the dude. Like I said before, but come on, you don't do nothing like that. I got some partners like, oh, you know, but hey, he right? How is he right? You want to talk about Dak Prescott not doing okay in the playoffs, not you know, X and Y choking in the playoffs? Okay, I can get you that. I get that. We can talk about that. It is what it is. But what he does on a daily basis, goes out there and bleeds for his team. Shit, just not too long ago, his foot was pointed the other goddamn direction. What do you do when you sit on that first take set and do all other things that you do? That's equivalent to that shit right there. It's not, bro. It's not. I look at it like this. These players, the money that they're receiving, right, this is supposed to last them for the rest of their life. A lot of people can't transition over to being analysts, right? A lot of people are not doing all these other. Some people, when they retire. That's just what it is. They keep moving, right? Dak got some endorsements here and there. He's getting his money, X, Y, Z, whatever. But it don't compare. It does not goddamn compare. Once again, pay the man his money, Stephen A. Smith. But goddamn, you shitted on him. You truly shitted on Dak Prescott. And for me, that was embarrassing. That was fucking embarrassing. And like I said before, it don't matter who he was talking about. Somebody said, one of my partners was like, oh, it's because it's Dak Prescott. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care who it is. Right? They deserve that money for what they do, what they put in time and time. Every day they get knocked down, they get back up, X, Y, Z, or whatever. Right? I just think it was just bad taste and a man that I admire in Stephen A. You know what I mean? But it is what it is. You know what I'm talking about? So that's it for the show today, people. You know what I mean? I really appreciate you. If you listen, I really appreciate you coming back. I really appreciate you, you know, and your love, X, Y, and Z. Until next time, baby, this is your boy, High Rise, and you're tuned in to High Rise Sports. All right, see you next time.